Now, let's look at our analgesic ceiling doses for both ibuprofen and APAP. So we at least want to achieve this amount in our dosing. Notice, though, that the anti-inflammatory effect is not with one single dose, but rather with sustained doses. And it's actually the higher dose range that depressed the inflammation. So it's actually a daily dose. And we need to examine our practices and realize that almost all dental pains have an inflammatory process in origin. It's always something to do with itis, pulpitis, gingivitis, periodontitis, osteitis. So depressing the inflammation depresses lots of the pain mediators responsible for dental pain. All NSAIDs list two dosages, with the exception of ibuprofen. No matter the NSAID, the low dose range is equivalent to 400 milligrams of ibuprofen and the high dose range 800 milligrams of ibuprofen. So now, what we need to start doing is what we learned 15 years ago. Mix acetaminophen and ibuprofen. In fact, numerous studies and scientific literature have shown that NSAIDs and APAP are more effective in relieving pain when combined. And yet, there are still people out there telling you to alternate between the two. I don't know where they come up with that or what the logic is there. Certainly, we're not improving the efficacy. Bring your attention to the dose response curve to see how ibuprofen and APAP combined have more of a synergism effect than summation. This study, along with many others, give us the rationale for what I believe is a very important second step before we move to narcotics. Everybody wants to prescribe narcotics. It's just lazy and not logical. Not everyone has the same amount of postoperative pain. There are actual steps we can utilize. Step one, step two, and step three.